You are listening to KBO Portland, 90.7 on your FM dial. This is Talking Earth.
I wished on the moon for something I never knew. I wished on the moon for more than I ever knew. A sweeter rose, a softer sky, an April day that would not dance away. I wished on a star to throw me a beam or two. I begged of a star and asked for a dream or two. I looked for every loveliness. It all came true. I wished on the moon for you. Something I never knew. Wished on the moon for more than I ever knew. A sweeter rose, a softer sky, an April day that would not dance away. I wished on a star to throw me a beam or two. I begged of a star and asked for a dream or two. I looked for every loveliness. It all came true. I wished on the moon. Wished on the moon. Wished on the moon.
Ho ho, Talking Earth, Patrick Picard, my engineer, Walt Curtis, and if you look outside right now, you could wish on the moon too because it's so full and lovely in autumn. I'm going to try to do a little autumnal here, but okay, Patrick, help me. You said, no, I'll do it. We don't like Christopher Columbus. He was a mass murderer from Spain and...
Harbinger of bad things.
Oh, do what you did. You said... it's People's Indigenous Day here. Okay, what did Teresa say on Cape? What did Teresa...
Long time ago, I was listening on Thanksgiving, lonely Thanksgiving, and I got to hear... Teresa Mitchell referred to Thanksgiving that day as Genocide Appreciation Day, which is kind of true, I feel. It's not my favorite holiday. Neither, I mean, Christopher Columbus Day, it's like...
Well, Christopher Columbus has to be retired. I mean, that Eduardo Galeano.
Yeah, don't get me started in St. Patrick's Day either.
No, but no, we're going to stay with this... When white Americans, Anglo Americans, Euro Americans come here and they genocide the Native American population, and then they enslave people from Africa, and the whole thing is ridiculous. I mean, it's unfair and wrong, and we'll see how it plays out. But, you know, reparations is a big deal, and I'm not going to get political. This is the poetry program, but I'm going to say that I want to recommend John Trudell. I didn't find him, and I'm going to go in a different direction here. Buffy St. Marie was a Native American lovely folk woman. And then give me an idea. I try to find my disc of Trevino Brings Plenty. I believe he's up at Portland State University Native American Center up there. But you know Trevino, of course, don't you?
Yeah. I haven't seen him in a little bit, but yeah, we've had him on the show.
Yeah, and Elizabeth Woody was from the Warm Springs was, and I loved her mother. Her aunt, Lillian Pitt, but from the Warm Springs. But Elizabeth was the poet laureate in Oregon, and I loved him so much. I don't think I can do it. But what I would say, we went up the gorge here and picked grapes and stuff, and going up the Columbia River Gorge, and I do have a Stonehenge. I think I might play a little bit of our annual equinox at Stonehenge. So what am I doing now? Okay, I'm... Well, I have another cut there. We'll figure out what
we're doing. I found Trevino Brings Plenty online.
Put him up. Indigenous Peoples Day and the Native American
performing
culture.
At Pickathon... In 2017.
Hit him. Hit him. That's great.
Apparently with the backup.
Well, that's a hell of a backup, but... He's at Portland State.
Erase face, disintegration cell, other form. I is white, is concrete near squall. Illicit translation, a nail curled under stone, canoe song is ocean. Cedar hat is carved pole, link together, red is black inlet of face. Light yellow is tooth, is image, word, ocean surface stab, wood split bodies. Here, break is cliff greased with sea salt. Cover body is time.
Thank you for doing that, Patty. We can cut that off. The Pickathon. Well, you know, Trevino Brings Plenty is at the Native American Center on Portland State campus, and I believe he has a job there. He worked with, young people, young Native Americans. I'm trying to help that. Beautiful. Thank you for doing that. Patrick Bocard just did that. He's my friend. Okay.
Well, yeah, they recorded it a long time ago, so.
Well, don't worry about that.
I was able to find it, though.
No, I have two discs of him, but, hit another Billie Holiday, and then I'll be ready to go, maybe. I don't know.
Okay.
And we'll see if Dusty Santa Maria wants to call in or not. I don't know. From New Orleans. No.
We lived our little drama. We kissed in a field of white, and stars fell on Alabama last night. I can't forget the glamour. Your eyes held a tender light, and stars fell on Alabama last night. I never planned in my imagination a situation so heavenly. A fairy land where no one else could enter, and in the center, just you and me, dear. My heart beat like a hammer, my arms wound around you tight, and stars fell on Alabama last night. Situation so heavenly, a fairy land where no one else could enter, and in the center, just you and me, dear. My heart beat like a hammer, my arms wound around you tight, and stars fell on
Patrick, how do you follow that?
You don't.
You don't even think about it, do you? No, I'm not thinking about it, but that is something called For Distingue, For Famous Lovers. And the backup on that is so, oh my God, that's heartbreaking. But let's do... not heartbreaking. It's autumn, and I don't know how you feel about autumn. We're having a wonderful autumn here, and the mushrooms. Oh, why don't I jump to the mushroom? I don't skip Shakespeare. I like Shakespeare, but and then we'll go to Robert Graves here. Mushroom God, red like a bruised penis. Red and white spots in the forests of Siberia. Shaman ingested its flesh, and acolytes drank their piss, getting higher than the gray, snowy sky. God consciousness came from fungi all across the temperate earth zone. Vomiting, ague, fever, hallucinations of spiritual grandiosity, religious experience engendered by mycology. That's how we escaped our monkey brains. Fairy tales, witches, warlocks. Was the Last Supper mushroom and venous blood. There is no death when we know consciousness of everything in the ground. We can channel mold spores on our own corpse rotting. Earth herself, our soul, S-O-U-L, contact. The capilla of the ancient Greek church is shaped like a mushroom cap. The Mushroom and the Cross by Robert Graves and John Allegro speculates philologically on the nature of God, plant, wisdom. Red and white, out of sight. Eat and become magic mushroom mind. Now, we're setting that up because Robert Graves, but also I'm gonna, you know, the point is, when you go around right now, go to Lone Fir Cemetery on November 2nd, Day of the Dead. We're going to have in the afternoon there, Dios de los Muertos. When the seasons are changing, and you know, I like Halloween. I'm only going to do one Halloween thing. It's kind of ugly, but it's all right. But the point is, Patrick, what do you think about this? Do you feel the seasons here in the temperate zone? That's where we were going with that. The mushrooms pop up. I've got mushrooms all over my lawn at my stupid rooming house. So do you have well, you know, you're downtown, though. You don't have the, yeah. Mycology.
No, not really. I mean, I do have a movie called Matango, Fungus of Death. A.K.A. Attack of the Mushroom People.
Tell me about it.
The thing is it's a Japanese movie. It's made by the director of Godzilla.
Oh.
And okay. It's kind of creepy. It's got really weird music. It's like a bad trip. But anyway, it's kind of like Lord of the Flies, where these people get stuck on an island and there's nothing to eat. But the mushrooms, but you eat the mushrooms.
The mushrooms decide to eat them.
Yeah, well, you turn into a mushroom. So So at the end, I won't spoil it too much, but there are there are human toadstools at the end who are kind of laughing at people and stuff, and it's kind of
God. I love
it's
your
not kid. it's a bad trip if you're on something. It's not something you'd want to watch as a,
well. Were you ever on something? No.
I have.
Well, you know, we used to go up
the courthouse. Now
I don't recommend it. Used to go out into cow pastures or out by even school grounds, and you could pick up, you know, little tiny psilocybin. They weren't very powerful, but they were. So it's that time of year.
You got to be careful though, because you got to know what exactly you're picking up. I mean, they
look like a chichi, a nipple, and don't worry, and I'm not worried about it. But no, people used to do that, and. But they're kind of mild. But you're right. No, you don't want to go pick any mushrooms. No, wait. That's a disclaimer. Do not go pick any mushrooms.
Yeah, you got to be careful. You got to know
what you're
doing.
If you don't know what you're doing, don't do it.
Yeah, because you might end up eating something that's poisonous.
So, actually...
to be fair, all I eat are white. I eat the boring white button mushrooms.
Oh, come
that's
on!
It.
They're brought together on sawdust. You know, you need the real thing, but you can't eat anything out there. I would tell you a funny story, but we went up by Mount Hood and Marty Christian and the great poet and Lorna, and somebody picked a whole bunch of mushrooms. We didn't know what the heck they were. We're going to go home and cook them. I threw them in the garbage.
Smart idea.
I don't want to lose my liver. No, the Amanita muscaria. There are a few that are dangerous. So actually, the reason I brought up mushrooms, and then I want to hear a little. See, I like this. I'm not convinced that Dusty's going to call, but
what was the poisonous one?
Amanita muscaria. It's white, but what you find under the stem, there's a little veil there. They're dangerous, but the red and white mushroom, what I read about, it won't kill you, but you're going to have a problem. You know, you're going to vomit.
It's going to be really unpleasant.
You're going to be, you're going to vomit, but that's a fairy tale mushroom.
I was just asking about that because there's a book by Shirley Jackson that,
I love Shirley Jackson. Yes.
We Have Always Lived in That and the Castle.
That's right.
The first paragraph ends with, like Mary Cat, Blackwood, delineating who she likes and doesn't like. And she mentioned she likes the poisonous mushroom and it might've been that one.
Yeah. No.
And the next line is everyone in my family is dead. Everyone else in my family is dead.
Well, you know, if you make the mistake, the white one is called the death angel. The Amanita muscaria, you'll probably just throw up or hallucinate or have a few problems. That's what in all the fairy tales, you know, in every little children's book, there is a red cap mushroom with white spots. That's Amanita. Muscaria, that's the one that I just read about. The shaman would engender that, and then the psychedelic high would come through the urine. Enough of that. I don't want any more urine. I don't need urine. So this, we all know who Omar Khayyam is, the Rubaiyat of Omar Khayyam. But, you know, I'm very upset with dismissal of ISIS. But the great Persian poets are Hafiz and Rumi, R-U-M-I. And whether I liked him or not, not Robert Lowell, but the other one, the man who, the one who did the male drumming circles, what's his name?
Robert Bly?
Robert Bly really brought a lot of, he actually translated Rumi, R-U-M-I, and then he brought all of the Latin American poets in translating Neruda and the great Walt, you're all right, and all of that, but the Persian poets, and so I'm gonna do and we're gonna listen here, and we may turn music back on. I think we will, but Robert Graves, who I brought up, did the Mushroom and the Cross book with John Allegro, but he you know, that the CIA in America and the NSA and the Trump madmen and the neoconservatives could attack the Middle East, where the greatest cultures in the world were, particularly Rumi and Hafiz. So this is just a little bit of Hafiz, and I'm going to do one Omar. Patrick, you obviously know who Omar Khayyam, the tent maker.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So this is Hafiz. But what can die? The earth is a host that murders its guest. But what can die? Who can die? All dying just removes more of the husk, the cap over the soul's inner vision. All dying thins the veil over a wonderful spiritual world within. And then we're going to go to, you know, this is called A Year with Hafiz, the Persian poet, Daily Contemplations. I just am choosing this at random here. Written on a gate of heaven. See, these poets were Sufis. They were whirling dervishes. They were they were wine drinkers, and I don't know if they had magic mushrooms. I have no idea. It's written on the gate of heaven. Nothing is more powerful than destiny. Destiny, Fata, brought you here to this page, which is part of your ticket, as all things are, to return to God. And then I was looking for a Ruby, and we're gonna. Why don't you start Robert Graves, and I'm going to do this one really quickly. He's doing Omar Khayyam. You might have to pump the record up. Omar Khayyam. Threats of hell and hopes of paradise. One thing is certain, this life flies. One thing is certain, and the rest is lies. The flower that once has bloomed forever dies. Robert Graves.
In drink this evening, as I passed the tavern, a fellow toper met me with a flask. Cried I, "Old man, have you no awe of God?" "Come," he said, "God is bountiful. Come, drink. Banish your crowding griefs with wine. Disperse your memories of the 72 sects. And praise wine's alchemy that still can banish with one red draught more than 1,000 spites. I drink wine as my fellow topers drink. How much I drink can seem of small concern to God, who knows well that I drink. Abstention from drink would make God's knowledge ignorance. They say, be sober, lest you die of drink and earn hell fire on God's last judgment day. Nevertheless, my blaze of drunkenness outshines both worlds, your now and your hereafter.
Why don't we pause? Go ahead, just pause. I want to put an aside here. Edward Fitzgerald Borges, Jorge Luis Borges, the great Anglophile, Buenos Aires, a wonderful writer and poet, he said that, see, I'm wondering, my question to anybody out there, are Edward Fitzgerald somehow created into the English language Omar Khayyam's Persian? We'll go back here, but I'm just wondering if there's some if the Rubaiyat of Omar Khayyam, you should really look at it. But Edward Fitzgerald, a Victorian Englishman, translated all of Omar Khayyam, the tent maker, out of Persian, and they seem to have a strange symbiosis. So let's try a little more and see what we think, or we could even move the needle.
Do you want to move the needle?
Oh, it's all right. Go ahead just a little more, and then we'll move the needle.
All right.
I'll move the needle. I'd never heard Robert Graves' voice before.
I have strayed this way and that, yet never found a traveler who could boast that he had ever trod the same road twice. Exemplars of the cultured and genteel, though moulding candles from these predicates, have never lighted one to mark the way by night, but told their fables and slept on. Already at creation I stretched out for pen and tablet, also heaven and hell, but prudently my teacher warned me, pen and tablet, heaven and hell lie in yourself. My broken body serves the sky for girdle. My precious tears carved out the Jaihan's bed. Hell is a furnace for my suffering soul. Paradise, my one moment of release. This vault, underneath which we live bemused, is, so to speak, God's magic shadow show, with sun for lamp, the world as a wide screen for countless lie-rehearsing silhouettes. Let me speak out unallegorically. We are mere puppets of our master, toys on the table of existence, one by one, flung back in the toy box of non-existence. Poor ball, struck by fate's heavy polo mallet, running whichever way it drives you, numbed of sense, though he who set you on your course, he knows. What we shall be is written, and we are so, heedless of good or evil, pen, right arm. By the first day, all futures were decided, which gives our griefs and pains irrelevancy. Evil and good dispute the heart's possession. Sorrow and joy are man's predestined lot. Live in no awe of planets. Planets are 1,000 times more impotent than we. Truth is hyperbole, my heart of hearts. Why are you so distressed by grief and labor? Yield to your destiny, conform, conform. Tomorrow, too, is framed by destiny. Yesterday they determined your today exempt from yesterday's inept desires. Rejoice that by no effort of your own, tomorrow also is mapped out for you. But while the Eternal One created me, he word by word spelt out my lesson, love, and seized my heart, and from a fragment cut keys to the storehouse of reality. When first the sky's wild horses won their saddles, when Jupiter first blazed, the Pleiades too, my fate was published from God's judgment seat. How can I err? I act as it is written. Mysteries broached with joy in tavern talk have far more substance than a mumbled prayer to you, my last and first, my soul's creator, empowered either to seer or succor me. When, bending low, God molded me from clay, incontrovertibly my life was ordered. Without his order, I abstained from crime. Why should I burn then on his judgment day? That sin is irresistible, he knows, yet he commands us to abstain from sin. Thus, irresistibility confounds us with prohibition. Lean, but never fall. The clay from which this human frame was molded forewarned 100 wonders for me. Yet, could I be worse or better than I am, who was, even before he fashioned me?
Okay, let's stop. Stop that. Patrick, respond. His voice is so British. I've never heard Robert Graves' voice. I got this record from the bins for $1.29.
It's kind of amazing.
It's an interesting, and he was a great poet. Robert Graves, I should have it here if I can find anything, but did the concept of the white goddess, the moon goddess. We started with the moon goddess. Oh, here. Yeah, the white, all saints revile her, sober men ruled by Apollo, god, golden mane. It was a virtue. But anyway, green sapin will celebrate the mountain mother. So the white goddess is not only the moon, but it represents the earlier years of feminism. And I part of the reason I do this program is to call everyone out there. You got to know who Robert Graves is, you know, and you know, you don't have to, but I would strongly recommend you do that. What was happening? Oh, I know what was happening there. That is the Islamic vision called Kismet, K-I-S-M-E-T, that everything is fated, F-A-T-E-D, from the beginning, fated from the beginning. So I don't know if I really believe that. Well, let's do something quick here. I'll change the record, well, but would change the mood.
Could
mood.
I go could ahead I recite a paragraph from a
ahead,
woman writer?
Ahead. Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead.
All right. This is from Shirley Jackson. My name is Mary Catherine Blackwood. I am 18 years old, and I live with my sister Constance. I have often thought that with any luck at all, I could have been born a werewolf because the two middle fingers on both my hands are the same length, but I have had to be content with what I had. I dislike washing myself and dogs and noise. I like my sister Constance and Richard Plantagenet and Amanita phalloides, the death cup mushroom. Everyone else in my family is dead.
No, you remember that. Why did you remember?
Well, I looked it up after you mentioned the... I tried to check and see if it was the same mushroom, and it's not.
No,
phalloides... It's the one that really kills people.
They call it the death angel here.
Yeah, right, that's now the one that kills people.
Well, I think we're done with Graves.
That is the first paragraph of We Have Always Lived in the Castle.
We have always.
And if you like Halloween, you should read The Haunting of Hill House, because that is a very spooky novel.
The Haunting of Hill House.
You know that one.
Well, no, but also she had an earlier one called...
Oh, the story is called The Lottery.
The Lottery is a very famous story.
Yeah, but Haunting of Hill House is great too. That's a horror novel.
I really like you doing this because it's a dialogue. We're going to run out of time here, but we're all right. I think. I wanted to get hit the other one. Hit Black Orpheus. We have the ghost here. We want a little ghost here. And then I'm going to do this horrible poem. So we're in Brazil, and this is they're channeling the dead. Oh, we're channeling the dead. Yeah, good. Very well done. Thank you, Patrick. It's a great movie, Black Orpheus, 1954. A Brazilian movie, and Orpheus, the guitar player, goes back to get his dead woman, Eurydice. It's a Grecian myth. But he's not supposed to look back. And when he looks back, he loses her forever. That's kind of a fun cut there. Good, I like it. No, we're at 39, okay. I recommend Black Orpheus. It's a fantastic movie. Brazilian. It won the French Academy Award, all the international awards. Maybe we'll turn this down lightly, and then I'll do over this a terrible Halloween poem.
Go for it.
September 1991, and death occupies the chair you and I are sitting in. You keep it in the back, that's good. You and I are sitting in, I mean quitting in. Okay, we know the rest of the rhyme on that one. Death follows us home. Death is following us everywhere. We're sitting down to eat dinner, and he's at the frigging table. Please pass the mashed potatoes. Turn it up a little bit, back and forth. Mashed potatoes and gravy, skull face. I took a crap, and I'll be gall darned if he didn't help me wipe my own butt. Print it up, yeah, a little bit. His bony fingers ripping. Oh, you're all right. Ripping apart the TP. We can turn that. It's a little. I can't over here. That's all right. That's enough. We'll turn it down a little bit. Dave's running down here. We'll finish this. Death waits. Wants a bone to gnaw on his tail, wagging like a dog. I mean, his calcified pelvis, oscillating pelvis, the Elvis. The two holes where his cojones should be. Death follows me to the supermarket. There he sits in the red meat case, making a joke. Bloody sliced, wrapped in saran wrap, a weenie, Kotex, or round steak. I'll soup your bones in a pot, ingesting the marrow. You want to make love? Death asks, it's okay. I'll be watching your bride grow through her sad sack motions. Har, har. I struggle out of my 50-year-old bed. So many years of sleep before the final doze. Son of a gun. Death. He slipped his arm in one of my shirts. A pants leg occupied my skeleton bones, dust, and ether this morning. You mother banger, I said, I'm alive now. Blood, meat, and urine. Stay the hell away from me till I'm a bag of bones, raggedy ass like you. Get back in your coffin, vampire bastard, or I'll ask my friend Jesus to kick off the second coming resurrection time, and your days will be numbered. Boogeyman. Boogeyman. For sure. Oh, turn it up for a minute, and then we'll go to something else. Where are we going? Well, Patrick, we got, we don't have too many minutes to go. We're at, yeah, okay. I guess we have to bring that down, and I'll put some, and we could maybe help Billie Holiday get us out. But for Indigenous Peoples Day, I want to tell all of you, this is 2009. And this is for Luciano Wheel, who came down with jaw cancer and died in Florida. He was only 45. Great chess player, a friend of Sabrina Guittart. Sabrina Guittart, the filmmaker, and myself, we went up to all the rivers, up to Eagle Creek, the Klickitat River. We were trying to save the salmon. Eagle Creek, there's a run now. You see, now is the time when normally the salmon spawn, just like the mushrooms. If there's enough rain, they will do it. And I'm going to use a light disclaimer on this, and I can move it ahead, but I think we'll be all right. But we were Billy, the Native American, was playing the flute, and I think we're going to do this silly thing here.
Wake up. I want you to do might have to modify. I want you to strum wildly. No, you revolutionary. Do a revolutionary step. Bird, for the earth. Come on. Just.
This is Luciano playing flamenco.
Bird, save the
a dead man. That's Luciano. He's playing flamenco guitar.
Toca mi cara.
Touch my heart.
Touch me, dear.
Luciano in his strength playing the guitar, and I think I can pick him up off this tape. We were trying to get music, and that's Billy, Native American, and Sabrina.
Enredadas en sus hilos de hermosura, nadie se pondrá tu traje. Forma blanca y luz confusa que seda y escarcha fueron livianas arquitecturas.
That is so beautiful. Why don't you ad lib about the fish? And can you play a little flamenco guitar for her? Can you play a little flamenco?
Yeah.
Put some flamenco.
See, well, now you're directing.
Tienen por eso no lloran de plomo las calaveras. Con el alma de charol. Vienen por la carretera jorobados y nocturnos, por donde animan, ordenan silencios de goma oscura. Silencios de goma oscura. Oh, ciudad de los gitanos, ciudad de dolor y almizcle con las torres de canela. La media luna soñaba un éxtasis de cigüeña. Estandartes y faroles encienden la carretera. Por los espejos sollozan.
Stop for a minute and take a breather. And see what we need to do. Just stop for a minute. Should we stop for a minute? You don't want to.
And then he's plucking. That's what I want to hear. I want flamenco. I want just phrases. What you did. Blood, Sierra, whatever, wherever we want. Where's that passion? Or just phrases. Don't try to read it like a thought. Are your kids need another drink?
That's a play, man.
Well, no, she... No, that, no, it's all right. It's really just to hear her voice. In the film, we're trying to get her voice in the film. I'm trying to bring out sessions of these discs have stuff on them. And when she goes to Spain, then she can use those. So if we don't give her enough to take away, she's gone for years. We have. So what do we want?
Pretty eyes.
This is Dusty Santa Maria. And
bravo. You're a genius, kid. That might be good over the credits. It's really cool. It's modern
what
era.
A jerk I am.
America.
You might not be able to use it, but you've...
Well,
what
we
a jerk
money.
I am.
We're
okay.
Going to steal it. We're not going to pay anything. You're not going to get paid for it. You're not going to get paid. Yeah, you're not going to get paid. You're gonna be part of the soul team. It's a soul team. A soul team.
Saltine crackers.
Where are you, boy? You want some wine? You're part of the soul team. Boy, I have fantasized thou in my life. That's all I say. Didn't say any more than that. No. Ghost fish, salmon fish, the poet asks for your force, vitality in the orgasmic life and death moment. Bring a new birth, fish, birth, planet Earth, fish, birth, planet Earth. Water, revivify our bodies, fish, rebirth, earth, oh, salmon, fish leaper, Jesus leaper, soul leaper, make earth matter, come alive with your riverine, flowing, struggle, orgiastic death and life, fish, rebirth, earth, people, follow, fish, people, follow, earth, river, lead us, flowing waters, revivify our souls, oh, rebirth our beings, we are a sick and wasted people, oh, earth, river, other creatures, fish, rebirth our earth. Fish, rebirth our earth. Oh, Mother Earth, oh, spirit fish, ghost fish, spirit fish, dance fish, salmon fish, save us. Creatures, save us from our folly.
A little laughter never hurt.
You need a laughter. Witches!
bitches in the world through your thighs, male energy, balls, living and dying, witches, brujas, witches and bitches of the world, your blood carries the human race, carries births the race. Witches and bitches and brujas and...
Okay. No, we don't need that. Cunts kill us. No, is that on the tape? No, you cunts kill us. One way or another.
That's the name of your next book.
Cunts kill us, one way or another. No, I shouldn't say
it's
that.
It's all right. Though.
Santos, come on, get your Catholic. Yeah. Cunts kill us. Country. I did it a long time ago. That was mine. The cunt, C-U-N-T-R.
We got 3 minutes.
Al is so Al. That's right. Al is
That was a memorial for Luciano Wheel, who passed away a couple months ago. Sabrina Guittard, salmonpoet.com, YouTube. We're done. We're done with that. We're going to put on Allen Ginsberg. Thank you, The Talking Earth. Thank you, Patrick.
Take my love. It is not true. So let it tempt nobody new. Take my lady. She will sigh for my bed where'er I lie.
Serena's cream.
Oh, the bicycle tire. Oh, bicycle bike. I'm sorry.
Do you want it, Tim?
Yeah.
Big love. No, it looks good to have.
It's part of the family. Well, now that I am here alone,
we're going out with this, I think.
So let's see what happens.
Okay, let's see what happens.
There's a 2009.
Yeah.
No, no.
Well, you left the fold.
Do it. Luciano, we'll...
terms, if I were the Vatican, you are...
I know, I'm sorry about that, darling.
You're in neutral zone.
We were finishing salmonpoet.com. Go to YouTube. It's free. Maybe she'll do this right now. Come on.
Now, are you going to... Why don't you give him a flamenco outburst? You read together.
I think we're just out of many rhythms.
Or her something.
¿Quieres hacer cantarla, recitarla o qué?
Do it. Choose the text and...
Estaba.
Keep it in Spanish, though. We don't need to fucking know this. Look, they're going to charge you money.
That was on the tape.
I don't know.
Are you good,
man?
Really?
Oh,
good?
We got
are you good? You're getting tired or something? Are you good?
So let's go. Let's get started. Let's finish the song and we'll get more of that.